time to talk about bird watching. Laura Marsh is an ornithologist by trade, and recently she founded Nova Conservation, which seeks to connect people with wildlife experiences. This weekend, Laura is teaching an online class, Bird Watching from Your Couch, at thechattery.org on Saturday, starting at 9 a.m.
Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me how birds captured your imagination years and years ago.
I was in my undergraduate program in ecology at University of Tennessee, Knoxville. And I knew I wanted to study conservation and ecology and organismal biology, but I didn't know which organism to focus on. I wasn't one of those bird people that from a young age was just into birds all the time. I know some people like that, and they are incredible. I got kind of a late start in life. I was, like I said, in college. And I first identified a bird on my porch in our apartment on campus. And it was a tufted titmouse. And I was so excited that I properly identified this little tiny bird. And it made me realize there's a whole world of species just outside our window that we can study and watch and observe and identify and learn about. So I took my first ornithology class at UT Knoxville and was just hooked from there. I wanted everything to do with birds. I call birds a gateway to conservation because once you learn about birds, they're so accessible. You can see them outside. You can see them from your car. You can be a casual bird watcher, or you can be a very in-depth, hardcore, big year type birder, which is where they go and try to count as many species as possible, see as many species as possible in a year across the whole world. There are so many different levels that you can experience through bird watching. And in any level, it draws people to think about conservation, which is kind of the ultimate goal. How do we conserve species?
And your master's thesis focused on how we disrupt the lives of birds.
That's right. I studied with Dr. David Aborn, and he has been bird banding, which is a process where you catch birds in mist nets safely, and you put an aluminum band on the leg of the bird, which has a unique number associated with it. And then you record things like age, species, sex, fat content, weight, measure different parts of their body. So I compared birds I caught at Greenway Farms, which is a city-owned park here locally, away from disturbances, human disturbances specifically, away from people on trails. Whereas his data has been collected for years near trails, very close to people, hiking, walking, dog walkers, runners, what have you. So I compared the bird body mass index, the bird species caught away from humans on trails and near humans on trails. And we found a significant difference in migratory birds, birds that are just traveling through. They're called neotropical migrants because they migrate from Central and South America in the winter all the way here to North America, up into Canada, some of them, in the summer for the breeding season. So those birds were more susceptible to changes, to fluctuations in their energy levels, their fat content. They were more sensitive to people disturbing them on trails.
So what are you going to teach on Saturday, and how are you going to teach it online, which is a challenge if we're talking about birds and nature, and you and everybody else participating in the class has to do it through screens.
Right. It is a unique challenge. Our first class last month, actually, and it went over pretty well. I tried to use my camera to show birds outside of my window, but that was not as successful as I had hoped. So I created a slideshow. I showed this at the last class, just highlighting common species that you would see here in Chattanooga, whether you live downtown, close to downtown, Lookout Mountain, birds that pass through our yard, migrants, things like that. So people participated from all over the country, but I'm focusing on birds here in the southeast region of the United States. And since it is hard to see birds outside your window through a screen and show that, there is a live stream through Cornell University. They have a great website full of resources for birders. through the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And they have a live stream with their Project Feeder Watch, which is a project that uses observations of backyard feeders from all over the country. And they observe and then collect data on birds and birds' behavior just through simple observations during just people watching feeders. So I will be showing that live stream. Now, that live stream is in New York, so it's not specific to this region, but it will give a good observation of how birds behave, how to identify certain birds in the eastern United States, what they are doing, how they are defending their food resources, how they act, pointing out different types of birds. For example, doves act much differently than chickadees, and grackles will act much differently than woodpeckers. So being able to distinguish those differences between groups of species that can help you as a new or intermediate bird watcher learn more about the birds in your own backyard. The proceeds for this class will go to Chattanooga Audubon Society, and that's a local nonprofit. It's the oldest wildlife conservation group here in Chattanooga, and currently we are not associated with National Audubon, which a lot of people are surprised by, but we are taking steps to become affiliated with National Audubon. So lots of changes and good things are coming the way of Chattanooga Audubon Society.
And people who want to participate can sign up at thechattery.org. Where can people go online to follow more of what you do?
So I have a very active Instagram page. I have one, my personal page is at Native Marsh. I highlight all sorts of ornithology, local outdoor experiences. And then for Nova Conservation, it's at Nova_conservation. And I have Instagram and Facebook, as well as a website, novaconservation.com, where you can learn more. And definitely check out the Chattery, and they'll have links to my page as well.
All right, Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.